Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, what's up, friends? It's Freeview time for the Lost Zane recordings. As we are into the end of November 2016, getting very close to the timeline where Ben joins the show with Mr. Warmth Julius himself as the producer of the show. And then ultimately that led to Ben being the sidekick on the show. But here you go. This is a preview of the Lost Zane recordings. The full show in its entirety is available on my Patreon. P-A-T-R-E-O-N. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. $5 or $10 a month and it's all yours. Have at it. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Enjoy the preview.
And good morning. Welcome in to Tuesday. It's the Eric Zane Show. Show number. Julius, what show is it?
Don't care. Don't know.
No. I mean, you don't pay attention?
No.
It's November 29th. I just heard Tony Gates say, holy. He actually said, holy cannoli. Or holy camoli. What? Holy camoli, it's the last day of the month, baby. Or second to last day of the month, baby. Show number. Now I'm losing track.
Oh, that's a shame. It's like show 25, right?
No. Kyle, what's today? Was yesterday 158?
Yeah.
159, Julius.
Oh, okay.
Welcome into the Eric Zane Show. A lot of big things planned for today, including reading our first salute to military families, making the holiday, helping out a little bit on the holidays. Some of our military families in and around West Michigan, that in the next hour. And a whole lot more as well, including Mr. Excitement Merle will be in for, it's the final time.
So glad I didn't miss that.
It's the final time, Julius, as Merle is coming in. Normally comes in on a Monday, and you weren't here for Monday because
right.
You took an extended holiday vacation, Thanksgiving vacation. And today, he's crowning the winner of the Big Buck photo contest. I saw the winners.
Oh, yeah?
Enormous deer. Big, big, awesome deer that this adult and the kid took.
Did dude ever submit the picture of the deer in the RV? Or the, not RV, ATV? Probably not.
I don't think so. I think a lot of hunters didn't like that. I think a lot of hunting purists.
Get over yourself.
It was interesting
losers.
Because the guy who, because we talked to the guy, Mike Huntoon, who was the 67-year-old Mike Huntoon.
Huntoon, okay.
Yes. He's the guy who, that's a risky name, isn't it?
It is a risky name.
Spelled it on the phone. Now, sir, your name is C-U what?
No.
Huntoon.
Oh. So can we call you Bob Huntoon? That makes a little bit.
Oh, that's right. I didn't even think about it. He has to really, really put a lot of space.
I'd go by Michael, just to clear up any
confusion.
My
name is Mike Huntoon. If he gets lazy in that and doesn't provide that pause, it's a fine. You get fined by the FCC. I didn't even think about that.
You didn't?
No, at all.
That's where my brain is.
Normally I would. This is a bad thing. It's a sign that I'm growing up, and I don't like that.
Or you're growing old.
Yeah, I don't. That's normally right up my alley. That's the only thing I would have talked about when we got him on. So talk about your name. He's the guy who put the deer on the four-wheeler and towed it behind his car, and he made it look like the deer was driving. Had a PBR in his hoof
and a cigar, right?
Yeah, yeah. And so when I posted that story, there was a couple people that said, "What you're forgetting there is that the deer is supposed to be sacred, and this is not a sacred display."
I don't care. It's dead. When I'm dead, you can weaken and Bernie's me all you want. I don't care.
Did you get to see your folks?
I did not. Schedules didn't work out. They had some other plans going out of town or something. I don't know.
Oh, man. So what did you do with your time when you were away from the show? You had an extra day.
Yeah. Well, yesterday was just relaxing.
You were here. You were in town, right?
Yeah, I was in town. I didn't, yeah. We actually got home, I think, like Sunday pretty late, so it was meh.
Yeah? Anything fun? Did you dance on the dance floor?
There was a dance floor?
No. I'm just suggesting that you went out and party like you did for the Halloween party.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No. The only time I really did any heavy drinking was during the Michigan-Ohio State game.
Okay. I'm glad you brought that up, because I was going to bring that up anyway. I'm only bringing it up. Not to, you know, reopen wounds for angry Michigan fans. But what are your thoughts, since we haven't really talked about it?
Right.
About the Michigan-Ohio State game.
Well, Drunk Julius was pissed off at the referees. Really angry at the refs.
That was the first thing you thought of, is the reason why they lost the game?
The emotional thing to do is blame the refs right away. And so when you're inebriated, you're going to be like, oh, those refs, bleep them. But then once you kind of do some thinking, once you sober up, once you go back and look at the highlights, the refs are not what caused the Michigan to lose that game. They're part of it, but there's a list of five, and that's probably number five on my list.
What about that when JT Barrett late in the game, in overtime, had that short yardage situation on fourth down?
I don't think he got it.
Do you think that the argument can be made by some that he did? Was it too close to call?
It's too close to call. Once they made the call on the field, they weren't going to reverse it.
So he could have made it. I mean, that's always a...
He could have made it, yes.
It's kind of a weird thing.
It was very close.
When you're at full speed and the guy who's right there is, you know, trying to see exactly where the ball was when he was down.
Right. It was very close.
Now,
so it was a judgment call. I think they made the bad call, but... What are you going to do?
Now, as fans, where the camera was, it was at an angle.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't directly on the line, the camera.
No.
So it's my opinion that no one seeing that can really make a 100%, seeing it on TV, can make a 100% yes, he made it. No, he didn't make it.
No.
That's what I think.
Like I said, I don't think he made it, but it could have gone either way.
Oh, I thought you said he...
No, I said I don't think he actually made the first down.
Okay.
But it was so close.
What I thought.
It was so close.
Mm. Well, actually, I take it back. I think he did actually cross the plane enough, just barely. And at that point, at full speed, I can see where they could have positioned the ball. It could have gone either way.
The number one reason they lost the game, and no one wants to talk about it, is Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh cost them that game. And he has done it multiple times in close games. He has an inability to coach close games, it seems like.
What stands out to you?
Well, okay, first off, after that play, your team is rattled. You have a timeout. Why not take that timeout? Because they scored on the very next play, right? So, Ohio State, that is. And they won the game. Why not take a timeout there? Your team is rattled. Take the damn timeout. They don't roll over. They're not like cell phone minutes. Just take the timeout. Regroup your team. Your team was, like, you know, frazzled. They thought they won the game, and then all of a sudden they didn't.
Right.
Take the timeout. Also, how many more times are we going to see Jabril Peppers in the shotgun, the Wildcat. It's third and goal. They should have scored a touchdown there, and they put him in a Wildcat in a play that hasn't worked all season long. You're going to do that again?
That's the one where he takes the snap.
Yeah,
and a lot of
and tries to run into it. But you're not going to. It hasn't worked all year. Why would you do that again? Throw that out of the playbook. Why do you have Wilton Spieth throwing from the end zone?
Spate.
Shut up. Why do you have him throwing from the damn end zone? I mean, he's another reason they lost. He had some ducks. So you're going to have him throwing from the end zone? That's a pick six. That's good.
I started getting emails yesterday from listeners telling me that when 3 o'clock rolled around yesterday and you started to hear Rob Brandt say, "Now, for the huge one, here's Bill Simonson."
Thank you very much, Rob Brandt. We're the only show that tells it like it is, giving you huge opinions, big name guests, lots of sponsors.
And before you know it, I'm getting emails, people saying that
Bill is losing his mind.
He's delusional. I actually got someone say he's actually delusional.
I mean, that might have been Sparty fans.
Flipping out. And during his show, it came down that Harbaugh was fined $10,000 for his behavior on the sidelines.
Right.
Which
I think it was fined for the
post-game comments
because you're not allowed to question officials, apparently.
I take it back. It was for the he sits down 1 second later after he starts after he approaches the microphone, he's dogging the refs. And by the way, somebody some people were trolling him because they went back in his Twitter history. He had some time ago posted a tweet about hating it when people whine or something like that, which is classic troll. And then they turned the tables on him.
Of course.
So that's hilarious.
Yeah, you just have to be. I hate blaming officials. There's always, I mean, yes, the officials were poor. They did a very bad job. But there are other things that they could have won that game.
Bill started yesterday the grassroots effort of suggesting that because it went as far back as where the officials were from.
You know, okay, if we're going to play that game, you know who spotted the ball on fourth down? You know where he was from? Take a guess. Take a guess where that guy was from.
Michigan.
Yeah, he was from Michigan. The guy who spotted the damn ball was from Michigan. So if we're going to play that game, it goes both ways.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I did my research.
Excellent.
I'm going to look dumb if I just spout off and say how all these Ohio officials were calling a bad game when the Michigan official is the one that actually spotted the ball. His Facebook page, I heard this, I think it was on like Yahoo or Deadspin. His damn Facebook page, his cover photo, is Michigan Stadium. That's the dude who spotted the damn ball. That's why I'm not blaming officials.
Wow, in this game of chess hot takes, I think that puts you in a decidedly advantageous position. Kyle, did you know this information? Is this all important?
It's important. I definitely didn't know that. It's a real game changer, though.
Yeah, it is.
Well,
that's why Jim Harbaugh has blown multiple games. He blew Iowa. He blew Michigan State last year. He blew Ohio State. What close game has he coached well? Wisconsin? That wasn't even that close of a game, really. I know it was 14-7, but it wasn't that close. What big game has Jim Harbaugh won at Michigan so far?
Bill went on this witch hunt yesterday, and it started here. We had a situation not that different than right now. It was in the 7 o'clock hour, and he calls before we were supposed to talk to him, and that was the... That was pretty much the basis of what he was saying, wasn't it, Kyle? He was the one guy he was wearing an Ohio hat or an Ohio State hat, or the other guy he was born, and then the other guy back in 2002 he was fired for being a poor official.
Which I do agree, that guy probably should not be an official. To remove all doubt, he probably should not be an official.
Well, I mean, but that was a long time ago. Maybe he changed.
He should go. He should go better. Referee in the MAC. I mean, that's where he should referee.
2002 is like, that's 14 years ago.
He should go referee in the MAC if he wants to be a referee.
So, that's kind of how it went with all of Bill losing his mind. I had no idea about that ref who spotted the ball was a Michigan fan.
Right.
Interesting.
It is interesting. To just blame it on the refs, there's more to the game than that. They should have been able to put that game away. If I would have said that, let's say Friday, okay, Michigan's going to have three turnovers to Ohio State's one, one of which is going to be a pick six. Everyone and their mother would have said, oh, Michigan's going to lose pretty bad in that game. They did not play a good game all the way around. The defense is the only reason they were in that game. The defense played amazing.
Now, that said, today is the day that they announced the top four, right?
Yes.
It's more than likely Michigan won't be in that top four, correct?
More than likely. I could see them. The college football playoff rankings are corrupt. The whole playoff thing is corrupt. They know that Michigan brings viewers. Michigan
yes.
brings money.
That and might help them.
And the fact that they're so stupid that they're going to put the college football playoffs on New Year's Eve. They had terrible ratings last year. Michigan brings ratings. Clemson, Washington, Michigan, big money. I could see them sneaking him in. Of course, that kind of makes you question the credibility of it. But
well, that's never been a problem in the past for anybody.
Of course not. So I could see them being number four, but probably number five.
Man. Wow. Well, I can't wait to talk with Bill now about that guy who spotted the ball. We'll check in with him late in the 7 o'clock hour. Kyle, is he going on hold or is he? Okay. This is Ed. Kyle, question for you. Why does it take you a minute and a half to put him on hold? Do you let him talk?
I did everything I could to get out of that one. This guy just called and started telling me.
Do you interrupt?
Is it Ed from Alma?
That's how I got him to
Probably.
Stop talking.
Okay.
Because if it is who I think it is, he is a long talker.
Okay. Kyle, it's not your fault. Ed, before we begin, do me this favor so we can get you on the air quicker when you want to bust out your hot takes. The first guy who picks up the phone does not care about your hot take. I care. So just say what you want quickly so Kyle can get you on the air quicker. Okay?
Yes, I'm sorry about that.
My God. All right, go ahead.
Okay. I listen most nights to Amy Lawrence, and now I'm listening to your show, of course. I enjoy it most of the time, but it's like I asked Kyle, Amy Lawrence, does she really garner that much support here in Michigan that we can't find a better show?
Wait, the bulk of her show tonight was... Oh, God.
Wait, what does this have to
what
do?
Is it? Yeah, dude, I don't care about
well,
Amy's
I'm,
show.
I'm getting to the point.
She has a national show.
The bulk of her show was people change. Yes, the one guy was fired in 2002. The one guy, you know, his resume, they didn't allow him to work the game in 2006 because they felt he had a bias towards Ohio State.
Uh-huh.
People change. Well, my question is, would we apply that same standard in other walks of life?
Okay.
The guy was a wife beater 10 years ago, but he's changed. I mean, this argument is ludicrous on its face. The Big Ten could have done a better job of putting the officiating package together that did that game. Now, I agree as a reasonable person that it doesn't come down to one or two calls. And yes, Michigan turned the ball over too much. But my goodness, the biggest game in the country, and you have a crew out there with some of these histories?
Well, let me ask you this. Are you saying that if someone does something that's below board, beats wife, cheats on wife, assaults somebody, dog fighting, they can't ever, that's it. They get one shot and they can't ever fix it. They can't ever be given the opportunity to change. Is that what you're suggesting?
No, but I'm suggesting what your cohort said there. A guy can change, sure.
Well,
you don't give him the biggest game in the country. There are plenty of other games they can officiate on that Saturday. If you have to, you bring in people from the West Coast who have no ties to these schools, and you make sure that none of this can be questioned. I mean, that is just sloppy by the Big Ten. I don't see how Amy Lawrence or anybody can defend that.
Yeah.
You know.
By the way, you can send her an email at A-Law Radio is where you want to go with that.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying you guys are kind of half defending it, too. I mean, that is sloppy judgment by the Big Ten.
Well, basically my opinion of this is, in with the stakes being as high as they are, and if you have a guy who got fired in 02, and he must have done something pretty substantial to be able to be in that position. I'm not the one to say, oh, well, they're just like, oh, let's put the guy in who got fired. He had to have turned it around at some point. If you think that they just said, the biggest game of the year, let's put the loser in. I don't think it works that way. I think we just think differently.
Well, let me ask you this, and then I know other people need to talk. Are you saying that they had no other better choices in officiating, that they had to go with that crew?
No idea, man. Who knows? That's a good question. I'm not going to sit here in front of you and everybody and say, well, that's the way it is, because I don't know.
And one more point about turnovers and all of that. I hear this from sports people all the time.
Yeah.
One call never determines a game. You know, you turn the ball over earlier. You threw the ball out of bounds in a basketball game in the second quarter on a breakaway. You know what? Using that logic, when you get to the fourth quarter, if the team that has more turnovers, they should just stop the game. Well, you've turned it over more, so, you know, obviously you deserve to lose.
Ed, what do you think about what do you think about the Michigan fan who spotted the ball?
I think that here's my only thing about the spot. I've watched it a lot like everybody else. Look, it's very close. But my question is simple. You can't bring the sticks out and measure? What are the sticks there for?
Well, they didn't need to bring the sticks out.
No, they didn't. It was if it's on the 25 or on the 15, it's a first down.
Okay, then that call, yes, you have to live with that's a judgment call. But the hook
by
on
Michigan
Perry,
fan.
The hook on Perry, you know, on where it's clear pass interference, that's a judgment call too, and that's a guy who said, I'm going to ignore calling pass interference here. You know, I'm not going to call it.
Well, there's no question. There were some questionable calls there, but I don't know. My old thing was it seemed a little weird that such a extensive attack, and that's why we lost the game. If you're going to say one play can't lose a game, the same can be said for officials. Ed, thank you. Steve, how are you?
Hey, I'm fine. How are you guys doing?
Excellent.
Hey, listen, the sad thing about that game was all those guys that played for Michigan played their guts out, had a great season, and it come down to a few questionable calls.
It didn't come down to that. It came down to many, many plays that the Wolverines did not execute. Fumble on the one, interception.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You're wrong, because let me tell you something.
I'm wrong. How could I be wrong? I watched the game.
You're not watching the game with your eyes. You're watching them with something else.
That's stupid. Let me tell you something. That's a dumb thing to say.
You guys are talking about turnovers. The first turnover, they scored a touchdown. And that didn't do nothing, because Michigan came right back, drove the length of the field, and scored a touchdown. So now they're still up by 3 points. So that didn't do nothing.
Yes, it did do something. Because they could have had two touchdowns.
The second turnover that Ohio State got, they would have never scored, but maybe a field goal if it wouldn't have been for the ref.
Because this is ridiculous.
They gave them 20 yards. They were at the 25, and they didn't have to use the ball for 5 yards because the refs gave them 20 yards. Now, how's that work? And the ref that called Harbaugh for throwing his gear was that Ohio alumni.
Yeah, he wanted them to win.
Well, yeah, why was he on Michigan's side? Why wasn't he over on the Ohio State side?
Steve, okay. I appreciate it.
Let me tell you another thing.
That's his
job. The back judge was out there shaking hands and laughing and patting Ohio State's butt.
Okay,
what the heck is that? Oh, I've never seen that in my life.
So you're saying he was like
that in my
a
life.
Butt guy.
I've never seen umpires and refs patting players on the butt and laughing with them.
I don't know, man. I think you give that.
Yeah, you should watch the replay because you'll see the referees grab ass with Ohio State players. I've never seen that before.
Steve, okay? Steve, what happens
also
next?
Also, what you got to go look at is that guy that's the bag judge.
Yeah,
he's an Ohio State.
I know it
from Ohio State.
Oh, I
he's
heard
the
it.
One that
I
got
heard
suspended.
It. I know. What about the Michigan
now,
guy who spotted the ball? He was where he had.
Listen,
he had like a Bo Schembechler shirt on.
Can I tell you something? He spotted the ball right, but they should have measured. He was short.
There was no reason to measure.
No, he shouldn't have, because Bo Schembechler told him to put the ball there.
You know why? You want to know why they didn't measure?
Because Bo Schembechler told him to put the ball there.
It would have been short. They were afraid it would have been short.
There was no reason to measure.
No, that's not true, Steve.
There was no reason to measure. It was the ball starts at
because
the ball starts on the 25-yard line.
Because
the ball starts on the 25-yard line, so 10 yards is automatically 15-yard line.
Did you know that if you get 10 yards, you get a first down? I bet you didn't know that.
Nothing. It's not always right.
But it is right. That's where the overtime started.
It's math.
Holy crap.
Hey, listen. It's okay. Michigan will make it to the playoffs, and they're going to play Ohio State, and there won't be no Ohio State referees there, and Michigan will kill them. Watch and see.
All right. Well, Steve, we will. We will, Steve. Doggone it.
Bye.
All right, buddy. Our work is done here.
Riling of the troops.
800-785-1073. Kyle, I don't have time, but what? Maybe I can get him in the next break. What is Pablo doing?
Same thing.
He seemed to want to talk some sense into our last caller.
Oh, let's do it.
Okay, let's extend this. We'll just make it up later. Pablo, did you hear Steve flipping?
Hey,
he was flipping out.
They gotta live in the now. I'm a Michigan fan. It's not. I mean, look at the game against Iowa. They couldn't run the ball. Right. Their offensive line is small. Let's be real. They had opportunities to win the game.
The ref was from
the better
Ohio.
Team won.
Right.
And
did you see that they were touching Ohio State players on the?
All of that is nonsense. All of that is just a matter of you came up that short. Okay, that's fine. We came up short. Next year would be another year. It's not.
Yeah,
just
realistic. I think Steve doesn't like the whole butt touching.
Hey guys, I've been a listener. I welcome you guys to this station. You guys are kicking butt. Keep it up, and let's move on and go blue.
Pablo. We appreciate it. Okay, buddy.
All right, man. Talk to you guys later.
Take care.
Kicking butt better than patting butts, according to Steve.
Yes.
Don't want to pat butts.
In the very next segment, sometimes thieves don't do well at lying. This is the story Julia sent us, and it's hilarious.
They don't do well at a lot of things.
They don't do it well a lot of things. Well, sometimes they do well at stealing. This guy didn't do well at stealing or lying.
You know who the best thieves are? The ones you don't know about.
Exactly. They're elusive.
Exactly.
And we'll throw it out there. I don't know if we'll have time to get into it because we took a lot of time talking about this this deal right here. But who's lied to the cops? It could be the smallest thing. It could be like for a traffic stop that you lied to a cop about. I think that can be great. And if we don't get it now, we may come back to it a little later on. At 800-785-1073. We will get into that at 6:33. And if anyone asks you who you listen to, please tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
That's it. My preview of the Lost Zane recordings. Full show, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thanks a lot. Till next time. Bye-bye.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.